The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva Foodie File.
All right, Foodie File.
Hey, everybody. Okay, so I'm sure you're wondering what is in your kitchen that can actually be
used to prevent
colds.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry if I stepped on everybody's toes.
No, I was going to step on yours by saying apart from the cockroaches, but I don't think that's appropriate.
No.
But having said it already, I'll take it back.
Yeah, no, she's going to talk to us about the post she did, which is all about things in our kitchen that can really help us stay healthy and prevent colds or help us when we get them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you'll have to check out the post, but some of the foods I think worth mentioning are garlic, for one.
My fave.
But raw garlic, right?
Raw garlic.
Yeah, that's the trick.
So it's full of allicin, which it's spelled like A-A-L-L-I-C-I-N. So allicin.
Really? Allie.
Yeah. And it's found mostly in freshly crushed garlic. So you want, like, you know, press it. That's where it's found the most.
That's what I
do. What if you take a clove and just chew it really well?
Should we have a garlic contest, Nizar?
No.
So it blocks enzymes that could potentially lead to an infection, basically of any sort. Yep. You know, I personally actually eat it every day in some form.
Yeah, me too.
And it's really great. You know, you can put it in pesto. You can put it in guacamole, fish, meats, different kinds of soups. I mean, it's a really transient food. You really do a lot with it.
You know, I grew up with it. And my daughter she's a garlic hoe. And I'm being
very
kind.
That's a good hoe to be.
It's a good hoe to be.
A healthy hoe.
Garlic hoe. Exactly right. She's going to kill me. But if you cook it, does it lose any of its oomph?
Yes.
It does lose some. If it's the process of, you know, taking moisture out and dehydration, it will definitely do that. But studies have shown that consuming a little bit of garlic every day, you're 2/3 less likely to catch a cold. So it's more of a preventative food, even though it's, you know, to help with infections when you have a cold.
So
it's a more preventative food.
A clove of garlic a day keeps the doctor away?
Yes.
So there's some other things. Your lemons?
Lemons definitely can, for sure.
I heard that hot, I used to drink, and I still, in the winter, I do it more. In the morning, I have warm water, not hot, but warm water with a little bit of fresh organic lemon juice.
Yes. So lemons.
That'll clean you out.
Well, it's supposed to be good for your pH.
It is.
Yes. That's the reason why a lot of people.
It makes you alkaline.
Yes, there you go.
It does. It does. But let me ask you this.
Tell me.
In Albania, and my dad all the time, if we had chicken soup or chicken noodle soup, whatever.
Lemon.
Yeah.
You do that in the Greek cuisine as
well?
Well,
we have half
a lemon in my soup. I can't drink. I can't have soup unless it has a.
Yeah.
The best soup.
I love it.
I will post this recipe next week. I'll do a soup post.
Yeah,
That's perfect.
But I have a couple Greek soups, but the one that's like, if you have a cold, it literally knocks it out of you. It's called avgo lemono. Avgo is egg.
Lemon.
And it's like an egg drop soup with lemon, chicken broth, and rice. It's so. Mizar's giving me the face.
I'm like, yeah. Wait, that's Greek? No, I'm sure that's from Northern Italy.
It's
what we have all the time.
My gosh.
It's that Mediterranean thing.
You crave it. So, like, when my daddy gets sick, he's like, Gina, will you please make me avgo lemono? Just a little bit.
Okay.
That's so cute.
And then he says, Efaristo. I'm loving Gina's dad.
Yeah, you guys have to meet my dad. You'll just fall in love.
All right. We're going to come up to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
We're going to, like,
that's gonna
invade
be
your
come
house.
To his restaurant.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
As long as he serves avgo lemono.
Avgo lemono?
Avgo lemono.
You know, we make our own tzatziki sauce with garlic, the garlic cucumber.
Oh, love
that
it. That is like one of my favorite
things. That's okay.
It's her job.
You know what? Maybe next week I should just bring that for you guys to try. But, like, we're known for that.
Ooh.
Our recipe.
See, I should put that in my borscht. That would be good in my borscht.
Listen, that stuff to me is good on anything.
Oh, you just eat it.
I just eat it.
Yeah.
I go to this Greek diner and I'm like, can I have extra
Greek
tzatziki?
Diner? Isn't that sort of redundant?
No, it's called a Greek diner.
I mean,
Alexis Diner. Alexis Diner.
Well, I will have to make it for you because it's, I have it.
Do you know that I tried making that with vegan cashew yogurt?
Did it work?
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
I mean, it didn't have the same consistency,
right?
But it really wasn't bad.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
You know, I'm trying.
I like to have mine. So, like, I don't eat beef or pork, but I make a gyro that's with eggplant. I do.
Okay,
so anyways, there's a lot more other foods though. And if you want to check out my post, that have healing properties and preventative properties.
Including my elixir recipe.
Yes, so check out Meg's recipe.
With
check
apple
out
cider
our
vinegar.
Seven other foods that we didn't touch on.
Oh, so. Really? Good. The all element right. of surprise.
Yes. Stay tuned for a fun DIY.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.